Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Rejection is an inevitable part of the human experience, and most individuals encounter rejection at some point in their lives. However, for some people, the fear of rejection becomes overwhelming, leading to a heightened sensitivity to perceived rejection in social situations. Does this sound like you or someone you know? If so, you're definitely going to want to keep listening. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So what is rejection sensitivity? Rejection sensitivity refers to the tendency to anxiously expect, perceive, and have heightened responses to perceived rejection in social interactions. It is a cognitive and emotional process through which individuals interpret and respond to social cues and situations. People with high levels of rejection sensitivity often experience intense emotional reactions, such as sadness, anger, or anxiety, when they perceive even subtle signs of rejection. For example, I have worked with patients who have been turned down for a second date with an individual, and months later, they are still ruminating about the rejection. Think about the math on that. Even if you have a date that is on the longer side, it's only a few hours. However, how many of you have spent days or weeks patrolling someone's social media, rereading text message exchanges, and internally chastising yourself for being inadequate or unlovable? Don't be sheepish. It's okay to acknowledge it. Now let's get into the signs of rejection sensitivity. The roots of rejection sensitivity can be traced back to early life experiences, particularly those related to attachment and social interactions during childhood. Children who experienced inconsistent caregiving, rejection, or neglect may develop a heightened sensitivity to rejection later in life. Moreover, negative experiences of rejection during childhood or adolescence can shape individuals' beliefs about themselves and others, contributing to the development of rejection sensitivity. So even if you grew up in a stable home environment, you could have had interpersonal situations related to bullying or rejection in romantic relationships that set the groundwork for the sensitivity. Here are some signs that you're struggling with rejection sensitivity. Heightened emotional reactivity. One of the primary signs of rejection sensitivity is the intense emotional reactions individuals exhibit in response to perceived rejection. Even minor cues, such as a friend not responding to a message promptly, can trigger strong feelings of sadness, anger, or anxiety. It can also cause us to act out in our relationships. For instance, instead of waiting for someone to get back to us, we may keep messaging them until they respond. Overinterpretation of ambiguous social cues. Rejection-sensitive individuals tend to misinterpret ambiguous social cues as a sign of rejection. For instance, a neutral facial expression from a coworker might be perceived as disapproval or rejection. Or some of my more modern favorites are patients trying to interpret text message statements like, "Okay, or talk soon in 95 different ways. Anxiety in social situations or social interactions. People with rejection sensitivity may experience heightened anxiety and apprehension in social situations, particularly those where they anticipate the possibility of rejection or negative evaluation. In fact, I've had patients that were so influenced by public opinion that they had to put on a full face of makeup just to go downstairs to get their mail from the doorman. If they were depressed and didn't have the energy for it, their mail would simply pile up. Additionally, this avoidance of social situations or interactions can lead to loneliness for those with rejection sensitivity.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Rejection-sensitive individuals often have an intense need for approval and validation from others. They might excessively seek reassurance and validation to alleviate their fears of rejection. This can be a burden in social environments because the person with rejection sensitivity never seems to trust the reassurance. One way I've seen this come up is in romantic relationships, where one member needed their partner to constantly reassure them of their appearance. Going back to what I mentioned earlier about overinterpretation, they would misread environmental cues, like the partner talking with a coworker or label a passing glance as checking someone out. Most of us desire someone to call us pretty sometimes. It's normal and natural. But if you need daily reminders or validation, it's a sign that you may want to work on your own internal resources. Anticipation of rejection. Rejection-sensitive individuals tend to anticipate rejection in advance of social interactions. This leads to anticipatory anxiety on top of whatever anxiety will be present in the actual situation. These actions can be taxing on your system because you remain in at least a semi-elevated state at all times. Difficulty handling criticism. Constructive criticism or negative feedback may be particularly challenging for individuals with rejection sensitivity. They may interpret feedback as a form of rejection, even if it is intended to be helpful. Rumination and overthinking. Rejection-sensitive individuals may ruminate and overthink social interactions, replaying them in their minds and focusing on perceived instances of rejection. So, not only do you have anticipatory anxiety leading up to the event, you have post-event rumination. You're like a sports commentator that is rehashing and critiquing every social move you've made, except it's not entertaining for anyone. Strained relationships. Constantly expecting rejection and reacting strongly to perceived rejection can strain interpersonal relationships, as others may feel unsure of how to navigate around the individual sensitivity. When you struggle with rejection sensitivity and you're not working on developing coping skills, it can be incredibly difficult for some folks to continue to hold space. They can start to feel like they have to walk on eggshells and that no amount of support or reassurance is enough. It doesn't have to go down like this if you manage your rejection sensitivity effectively. Here are four strategies for managing rejection sensitivity. Mindfulness and emotional regulation. Practicing mindfulness and emotional regulation techniques can help you become more aware of your emotional reactions and respond to them in a healthy manner. You may get tired of hearing about mindfulness, but various loving kindness, self-compassion, and breathing-based mindfulness meditations aid in alleviating rejection sensitivity over time. Cognitive restructuring. Cognitive behavioral therapy or CBT techniques, such as cognitive restructuring, can help you challenge and modify your negative thought patterns related to rejection. As you can probably tell with rejection sensitivity, the problem is in many cases more in the mind than it is in the environment. Being able to see rejection as a normal part of the human condition and challenge thoughts that unnecessarily heighten your fear responses to rejection will make a world of difference. Gradual exposure. Gradual exposure to social situations that trigger rejection sensitivity can help desensitize you to the fear of rejection. Instead of avoiding rejection, we have to approach and embrace the possibility of it. The person I mentioned earlier eventually practiced going down to the mailroom without makeup on. And guess what? Nothing bad happened. And it removed a mountain of stress for them on a daily basis. They began to see putting on makeup as an option and not a requirement. Building social skills. Enhancing social skills and assertiveness can help you navigate social situations with increased confidence. Not only will improving interpersonal skills be helpful in the moment, but developing better boundaries is a way to self-validate. When we are able to self-validate, we can have an easier time embracing rejection. For instance, instead of ruminating over the guy who didn't want a second date, we can validate that we would have preferred a second date, but can understand and respect that the other person felt differently. It doesn't mean that the rejection won't sting, but instead of spending the next 6 months wondering why he never called you back, you can be out in the world continuing to move forward on whatever goals align with your worthwhile life. What is one thing you would do with your time if you weren't ruminating about rejection so much? Let me know on Instagram at KindMindPsych. You can also reach out to me via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com or leave a voicemail at 929-256-2191. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.